Number 1, the Intermodal Hub, Introduction. Welcome to Tracks to Tracks, Connecting Communities, a tour of the historic Gateway District of Salt Lake City. As people arrived in Salt Lake in the late 1800s, they stood in the same area as you are now, but the city they saw is much different from the one you see today. Salt Lake City was settled in 1847 by the Mormon pioneers. For them, the valley marked the end of a long journey. Before there were east sides and west sides, railroads and factories, the Gateway District was an integrated part of what one historian has called an isolated but well-organized, relatively self-sufficient, ecclesiastical commonwealth built on irrigated agriculture and village industry. In 1869, the east and west lines of the Transcontinental Railroad connected at Promontory Summit, just north of Salt Lake. By 1870, the railroad extended from Ogden through the west side of Salt Lake City, establishing the west side as the city's gateway and sowing the seeds for its future segregation from the town's geographic, cultural, and economic mainstream. In the next decade, a network of rails spread throughout the city, proliferating most heavily in the Gateway District, no longer a residential area. As the railroad expanded, Utah's commercial industry grew, allowing Salt Lake to attract a diverse group of entrepreneurs, merchants, and laborers. From 1880 to 1920, Salt Lake's population exploded from 21,000 to 120,000, much of which can be attributed to the railroad. As immigrants rushed to the states to find their American dreams, thousands of Southern and Eastern Europeans and Asians settled near the railroad terminals, truly turning the area into the gateway to the city. The immigrants who settled Gateway District did not do so as individuals, nor did they assimilate seamlessly into the surrounding environment. Most banded together with their compatriots to form distinct communities. Greek, Italian, Japanese, Hispanic, and Jewish neighborhoods flourished and became well known in the area. These ethnic communities and their supportive businesses have played, and still continue to play, a defining role in the culture of Utah. Warehouses and produce markets grew in this section of the city, mainly employing immigrants. As the area began to physically transform, the diversity of the area increased, becoming home to warehouses, small businesses, a lumber yard, churches, private residences, and later Salt Lake City's main red light district. In order to serve the railroad, the architecture of these warehouses is unlike that of many others in the city, exhibiting different size and shape, windows and doors, and pass troughs and dock stations to serve loading functions. Many of these features are still visible today. By the 1900s, Salt Lake was no longer considered a Mormon village. It now contained characteristics of other American cities. It was diverse, both socially and physically. Two world wars and the Great Depression took their toll on the area, but they did not compare to what came next, suburbanization and the freeway. As public transportation shifted from the era of the railroad to the age of the highway and the automobile, the communities surrounding the railroad began to break up. Slowly, the diverse communities of the past disappeared, but they are not forgotten. Throughout this tour, we will trace the tracks of the early settlers and transportation lines, reconnecting with Salt Lake City's diverse communities and the railroad and warehouse history of the past. Please continue to the Utah Ice and Cold Storage Building, site number 2 on the map.